Hello, folks, and welcome to Doctor's Corner. Today's audio newsletter is titled, Should We Panic Because of Ebola? Here we are again. The World Health Organization has declared a public health emergency of international concern over the situation, and passengers will be tested at the airports. U.S. officials said they are going to step up public health screening and monitoring of other travelers who have arrived from areas affected by the outbreak. Screening includes identifying symptoms such as fever and analyzing possible exposure history. Once again, we can see people wearing masks. Naturally, they are confused what mask to wear, the one for hantavirus or the one for Ebola. The COVID masks are so outdated. After all, you want to be fashionable. Ebola raises its head every few years. This time, it is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Unfortunately, Congo does not have a democratic governance as the rule of law and civil liberties are trampled underfoot. Their president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, has ruled for over four decades, except for a brief gap in the 1990s. Calling a country democratic when its citizens lack basic political freedoms is often described by political scientists as a mockery of the term. No wonder Ebola takes such a swath in a county where its citizens have no human rights and government takes all the wealth. Ebola is not like COVID or hantavirus. When contacted, it is a wicked killer. The only good thing about the Bundibugyo species of Ebola is that it is less deadly. There is a 50 to 70% survival rate if treated immediately. The deadliest Ebola strain is the Zaire Ebola virus, Ortho Ebola virus Zairense. Without immediate medical treatment, its case fatality rate can reach up to 90%. Ebola is not your best virus to create global panic, but the WHO will try. It is difficult to mutate into a pandemic since its fatality rate is so high. Dead hosts limit the spread. Hard to get a successful virus like COVID that was a gold mine. Most did not know they had it. Interestingly, now, not even the WHO knows who is affected by Ebola, as there are significant uncertainties to the true number of infected persons and geographic spread associated with this event at the present time. Studies on effective natural solutions against viruses. In the past, we reported of an unclassified study on silver nanoparticles. The presentation, novel nanotechnology-based antiviral agents, silver nanoparticle neutralization of hemorrhagic fever viruses by Dr. Janice Speshock and Dr. Saber Hussein was created at the USA Air Force Research Laboratory, 711th Human Performance Wing, and cleared for public release under tracking number 88ABW2009-4491. The Air Force Research Laboratory study demonstrated that silver nanoparticles can inhibit the early replication stages of the Tacaribe virus by binding with it and preventing RNA production within cells. The in vitro experiment found that the nanoparticles effectively halt the virus only if introduced prior to or within the first few hours of infection. Of course, you will not hear this in the public domain. In a comprehensive review, silver nanoparticles have been proven to be effective as broad-spectrum antiviral agents due to their unique physical-chemical properties and ability to target multiple stages of viral infection. This review provides a comprehensive analysis of the antiviral mechanisms of AGNPs, highlighting their efficacy against clinically relevant enveloped viruses such as influenza, herpes simplex, hepatitis B, and coronaviruses. The U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory researchers used the Tacaribe virus because it is a surrogate virus. Working with live Ebola requires a biosafety level 4, BSL-4, maximum containment laboratory due to the extreme danger to human life. Because the Tacaribe virus is a hemorrhagic fever virus with a similar outer structure but poses very little risk to humans, scientists can safely study it in lower security BSL-2 or BSL-3 labs. This allows them to test how silver nanoparticles interact with hemorrhagic viruses without risking a deadly accidental outbreak. How does it work? A surrogate virus shares physical traits like size, shape, outer envelope, lipid structures, or genetic similarities with a highly dangerous pathogen Unlike the deadly virus it mimics, the surrogate causes mild or no disease in humans, making it much safer to handle. Modern researchers often use pseudoviruses. They take a harmless core virus, like vesicular stomatitis virus or lentivirus, and engineer it to display the specific outer surface proteins of a deadly virus, like the Ebola glycoprotein. Another study which was done in Iran during COVID concluded that combined administration of DMSO and ethanol by healthcare providers can considerably prevent COVID-19 in medical centers. The findings of this study could have been used by healthcare providers, such as physicians and nurses, to reduce the risk of COVID-19. The way to get this protection during viral outbreaks is to use the Life Choice colloidal silver, 10% ethanol, add 30 drops of Life Choice DMSO liquid and shake, spray one shot into each nostril and one shot into the mouth. The combination of colloidal silver with DMSO with ethanol reduces the risk of viral transmission by up to 88%. Doesn't it make more sense using this solution than a mask that does not block viruses? Nature always has a way, so does pharma. But nature does not seek power and control. It simply treats the core condition without side effects. Life Choice colloidal silver. The science behind our colloidal silver is complex. We use both 20 parts per million electrically charged and 8x homeopathically charged colloidal silver in our formulation. Electrically charged is positive and attached to negatively charged anaerobic pathogens. Antibodies at this stage most would agree. Here is where it gets interesting. Homeopathic remedies work in the opposite manner. A like cures a like. They are negatively charged, and when they enter the body, they attach to negative charged anaerobic pathogens, antibodies for elimination. Our dual charge combination of colloidal silver works 100% more effective than most commercial brands on the market today because they use two charging mechanisms. Another very important difference is in the production. We do not use nanoparticles. The electrical charge bond is for eliminating the pathogens, sparing the good pathogens, gut-friendly bacteria, in theory. Here is where the negative charge homeopathic come to play. Friendly bacteria are not always negatively charged, and sometimes they are eliminated to the positively charged silver particles. Nanoparticles are thought to neutralize pathogens by restricting oxygen, but they also destroy friendly gut bacteria, just like antibiotics do. But no one is talking about this. Nanoparticles cause clustering. Several clinical studies have proven that silver nanoparticles may cause clustering within the lungs, resulting in lung cancer. For a complete list of citations and references, please see the published article at lifechoice.net